Hey, it's Johnny Jett. Welcome back to my podcast YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber, please click that button below. Today, we welcome back Kevin Revelinsky, the Mad Traveler. And the reason why it's mad, I just found out, is because he's from Madison, Wisconsin. But he's definitely not coming from Madison today. Kevin, show us your view before we tell people where you are.
Do that.
All right, people, try and guess where Kevin is. I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, he's in Khao Lak, Thailand, which I've been fortunate enough to go. What is it, about an hour drive outside of Phuket Airport? Is that
it's
right?
It's about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay.
Hour and a half. And it's 11 hours driving from Bangkok, and I know that because we just did that.
Wow. How's that drive?
Just long, and traffic is never great on the highways, but in a little bit of a mix of people going too fast and people going too slow and chaotic.
And they drive on the other side of the road, right? I can't remember.
They do. Okay. Yeah.
I just remember the traffic out of Phuket, or how do you pronounce it? Phuket.
With a P.
I see. Anyway, Kevin married a Thai woman and he's lived in Thailand. He's lived all around the world, right? Did you live in Europe?
I lived in Italy for a year.
Yeah, so and then Turkey. Did you live in South America?
Turkey, Panama, Guatemala.
Yeah, I would say you lived all around the world.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. In Thailand. Did you live in Japan or you just visited Japan a lot?
Visited Japan a lot for work mostly.
Gotcha.
But.
So anyway, he's been around and he lives in Wisconsin, but he's in Thailand. He just arrived a week ago or so. And so I thought it would be great to have him on to talk about what it was like to get to Thailand, you know, the restrictions, what kind of tips he has for people who are thinking about going, and even if it's a good idea for Americans to be going to Thailand right now. So, Kevin, before you start telling me everything, how can people find you?
My website is themadtraveler.com.
Okay, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kevin, you flew from Madison to Chicago, Tokyo to Bangkok. Is that correct?
Yeah, we took the bus actually from Madison. We got a very good bus service that goes right to the airport. So
what's that bus service?
That's Van Gelder Coach USA.
How much does that cost?
$30 one way.
Okay. And is it packed?
Yeah. This time it was half full.
And how long is that ride? 90 minutes?
It's 3 hours.
3 hours. Wow.
Yeah, it's 3 hours. But when you figure in the, you know, getting to the airport, the flight, the taxing and all that stuff and the connections, it's really about the same.
I got you.
But we take the bus because the weather is sometimes so unpredictable, especially when it's snow season. And we've even been, you know, canceled because of high winds or something in Madison in the past. So
that's smart. And then do you spend the night in Chicago or you just go the same that morning?
Same day. Yep. Go in the morning, check in, and off you go to Tokyo. And then that's about a 13-hour flight. And then the connections are usually rather short.
And what's that, five to Thailand, Bangkok?
It's six on the way there, five coming back.
So, and how were the flights? Were the flights packed?
They weren't full, but they tried to keep people in – in economy, at least, they had a space between everybody on those three seats to the side.
That's nice.
To Thailand, it was a little less full. The one to Tokyo, of course, is going to split into all the flights to other parts of Asia. So that one was, as expected, a bit fuller. The one to Thailand was less packed, but still adequately.
And what was it like transiting in Tokyo? Is it strict? Can you only go to certain places?
The transfer was surprising because in the past we've always gone through security again, something that I always found a little foolish, as though I were composing a bomb on the plane and now I brought it off. And we didn't do that this time. We just went straight to our gates. So it was really easy. Some of the shops aren't reopened since the pandemic, but for the most part, it was, I'd say, business as usual in Narita.
Okay.
If you're transferring.
And everyone's wearing a mask, I assume, in the airport and on the plane.
On the plane, in the airport.
Like, no problems. Yeah. I mean, there's...
Not at all.
And everyone's wearing them properly, I imagine.
For the most part. There's always somebody.
You know? Okay, even on those flights.
Well, you know, they're not... Yeah.
I gotcha.
But in Thailand, I mean, the mask is still in place and people in the streets are wearing it to the point of excess. And I'm, you know, a big fan of the mask. I do believe that if you cover your mouth when you sneeze, there's a point, and N95 is huge. But you see people standing in the middle of a rice field alone as you're driving by on the highway and they're wearing a mask, and you think,
wow. Mm. Yeah.
But the willingness to wear it, though, is, I think, you know, helping them. God,
do you think they have to wear it, or do you think they're just doing it?
It's hard to say. I mean, it is the rule. It's the rule at this moment that you have to wear a mask, but people are in restaurants taking them off to eat. So, I mean, you know, it's realistic in that sense. But they're just not shy about wearing a mask. Nobody's embarrassed of it. Nobody's struggling with it. And they just have an endurance that I admire. And seeing the wait staff last night at the restaurant hustling in 95 degree heat, back and forth between tables with masks on is wow.
Totally. So are you eating indoors too, or just outdoors?
Indoors and outdoors. Yeah. Okay. We try to get the tables outside though, just to be
so
extra safe.
You know, if you were knocked out for the last 3 years and just woke up in Bangkok, would you know there's a pandemic going on?
Yeah, for sure. Because any place you walk into has got a thermometer that you put your hand in front of, like 7-Eleven even's got it. There's hand sanitized squirters in every corner. Everyone's wearing a mask. There are signs and notifications that, you know, how to be safe. And
so they take your temperature with your hand?
Yeah. You just put your hand up to the sensor and it 36.7 or whatever.
Wow. I didn't know that. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And technically you need to do that to get on the SkyTrain too. I don't know what I think one time I came up with a wrong number and they said, do it again. I did it again. And I got the right one. Okay, I don't know if they were going to turn me away or not.
They would.
Yeah.
So there's someone monitoring it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. And how is the SkyTrain? Is the SkyTrain still packed? Actually, it's not usually that packed.
It gets pretty packed around rush hour, but when we've been on, I mean, it's full, you know, but not like Tokyo full.
Right. So, right.
And where they're pushing you in.
And how about the outdoor, you know, the streets, you know, the street food. I mean, you and I had dinner one night at one of the markets. I can't remember what street it was. Koi something.
It was in Tonglor, and a lot of those places are gone, and that's not because of COVID. That's because of development. You know, a lot of buildings are going up, and a lot of them went up during the pandemic. The SkyTrain routes have expanded. The subway has expanded. A lot of construction happened during the pandemic.
And do you take the train from the airport? I've never done that.
I've done it once or twice. It's not entirely convenient for us because it takes us to a place downtown where we then have to get a taxi back to the house. So we schedule a taxi. We're fortunate enough to have a neighbor that we, you know, make an appointment with.
I see. So, and what do you recommend for, visitors? Should they schedule a taxi or should they?
I think you can just go to the official taxi stand at the airport and it's fine. They monitor that better than they did years ago, where you had to worry about being cheated by a taxi driver in many places, not just Thailand. But now you've got a number on a sheet of paper and, you know, it's monitored better. The train is fine if that's where you're going to.
And when we say cheated by a taxi driver, I remember, you know, arguing with Thai drivers multiple times, and the hotel tells you this is how much it is. You get in the car and you ask them how much, and they give you a price like three times the amount. And you say, no, it's this price. And then you realize it's only $2.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's the other thing you're arguing over. Yeah.
So I'm like, one time, I think, I can't remember what it was. The guy might have said, like, you know, 200 baht. And I said, it's supposed to be 50 baht. He goes, 200. I said, no, 250 baht. And he's like, no, okay.
it's true. You're quibbling over 50 cents or a dollar. Yeah. It's like, oh, geez, what am I doing? But we just insist on the meter. And as long as they're using the meter, you get what's fair. And if they're giving you the runaround, well, it's not really to their benefit because then they're stuck in traffic.
And are you using Ubers at all?
Not this trip. Last year we did. And they had the London style ones where you can kind of step in, you know, almost level with the curb, the old classic looking cars.
Really?
That was a new service in the last couple of years.
Okay.
So, but yeah, for the most part, we haven't used Uber.
Well, Thailand
yet.
Traffic, for if you've never been, is, I mean, rush hour is a nightmare. I mean, literally, we were going to a party one night and we moved maybe 4 inches in 30 minutes. And I'm not kidding when I say 4 inches. We got out and we had to take motorcycle taxis. It was my first time ever taking one. I was like, my dad would not be happy.
Yeah, the motorcycle taxis are fast, but yeah, definitely have insurance.
Yeah, I don't think insurance is going to cover that. Actually, you're going to read your
perhaps that might be high risk.
Yeah, you're going to have to read your skydiving fine print before you do that.
Yeah, we have friends who insist on driving, you know, places, and I just always, you know, parked under the SkyTrain, looking up and thinking, oh, they're all going, and we're just stuck in traffic. So if you can use the SkyTrain, I definitely recommend that
for sure, and it's air conditioned. All right, so I know getting to Thailand, it's not just like buying a ticket like the old days and just going with your passport. I mean, or getting a visa on arrival.
Right. Last year we went, it was really complicated. Lots of documents submitted. We had just gotten our vaccination so we could go, and it was vaccinated only. And you had to submit documents to the consulate in the United States. And then you arrived, and it was just kind of a long, dreary mess of going through checkpoints in the airport before going to a 7-day quarantine at a hotel that we had to have pre-booked and everything. And that was down from 14. And that only lasted for like, I don't know, 3 weeks before they bumped it back to 14. This year, you have to be vaccinated. There is an alternative quarantine for people who are not vaccinated, which is like a 5 days quarantine in a hotel. Then they give you a PCR test to make sure you're clear, and then you can go. But if you're vaccinated now, you've got the test and go. So you have one night booked at a hotel. They take you from they've got a booked, you know, van to take you in quarantine, so to speak, to the hotel. You have a test, you go to sleep, you wake up to the result, you're free to go.
Then you do an
independent test on day 5, self-test, and email the results on an app, I guess, actually. And that was much better, much easier.
And do they give you that test for that day 5?
They provide that, and you take it with you wherever you go.
And do they track you with an app or anything like that, or a bracelet?
They have an app. Whether it's actually effectively tracking anybody, I don't think so.
Okay, it's not like Hong Kong, where they know everywhere.
Yeah, and people shut this off. They don't turn it on. Even submitting the test result was tricky until I figured out that if you shrink your image down to a small file size, it goes through. Otherwise, people are like, I can't upload it. And they were having a lot of struggles with it.
So that's a good tip right there.
Yeah, for sure. And the chatter online was like, they don't really care if you've taken the test. That's people are thinking that this is being taken. The second
but
test is
in Thailand. You don't mess around. You follow the rules.
For sure. Anywhere, honestly, I don't want to mess with any authority, corrupt or otherwise.
So when you landed in Bangkok, I mean, was it business as usual, going through immigration, long lines?
This year it was so fast. Last year, part of it was multiple flights happened to arrive at the same time because of a flight delay. But this time it was staggered, like I wouldn't call normal time, but it's not quite as busy as it was 3 years ago. But we arrived, we got off the plane, we walked through a checkpoint that looked at our documents for the test and go, and then went through immigration. That was it.
And how long was that? How long do you think that took?
Half hour.
Okay. It's not bad for Bangkok.
And that's, you know, half hour luggage in hand and rolling out through security. I was surprised.
And if you're lucky enough to fly first class or business class, do they still have that special line like they used to?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Because that saves time.
I'd like to know.
Well, you got to start using your miles and points, my friend.
I need more miles. Yes, for sure. But yeah, there is a way around it. And there's also the transfer flights that go through there. you know, to the other places. But and there's still a sandbox program in place, but that's basically what we've now evolved to. After April 1st, you're no longer required to have a PCR test before your flight.
Okay.
And that's was for us was an annoyance, but you know, doable. It's the 72 hours before, but that's no longer required. You do get tested here that first night.
So that's it. So now
that's it.
Wow. And do you have to show proof of travel insurance like you did before?
Yes. Instead, last year it was proof of $100,000 in travel insurance for in case you get COVID, and they had specifically mentioned that. This year they didn't ask for the specific mention, but I gave it anyways because I didn't want to have a lengthy process of getting it approved. And it's only $20,000 required.
And how much does that insurance cost you, and where do you go to get it?
I go to World Nomads always, and I think we're here a month, and I think for the two of us together, it was just over $200.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, I mean.
That's a good deal.
It's a great deal, so.
Okay, and it covers COVID.
They were quick to provide that letter that says that this does cover COVID-related illness. So.
Okay. And then when you got off the plane and went through immigration and you said they had a taxi waiting for you, is it a special taxi or a hotel van? What was it?
Yeah, the hotels that are approved for this have relationships with local hospitals. And so they have staff that will come and do the tests at even 1 a.m. when we arrived at the hotel. There's a couple people there to do the swab test. And the van was just for us. And somebody was there with a little sign and collected our luggage and took us to a ride and off we went.
And how much does that cost? You get to choose a hotel?
Part of the package. Yeah, we get to choose the hotel, and that was part of the package. And I want to say that was just over $200.
Okay.
For the hotel coming in.
Star would you, what kind of star is that? A 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star?
4-star.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a 4-star.
And can you do like Mandarin Oriental the first night or no?
Ah, does Mandarin Oriental have the testing go? Accessing. probably. A lot of the nice ones do have it And they've got like a dedicated floor or something.
Okay.
But yeah, ours was 4 stars. It was at the Grand Centerpoint Hotel on top of Terminal 21.
Okay. I mean, what's so incredible about Bangkok is that you can stay at a luxury hotel for, I'm talking a lot less money than anywhere else in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially if you find a deal, but even the regular prices are.
And where do you find your deals, by the way, for your hotels?
Your wife? Where do we find our deals? Yeah, my wife used to be in the industry, so she calls friends.
I see.
But she Googles around. We know the places that we like to go to, and often we're staying with family. So, but
I got to get her to write a blog post for my site on how to find the great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure she'd be happy to.
Good. So then you were in Bangkok for a week?
About 10 days, and then we took a road trip with a couple friends down here to Khao Lak, checked into a beachside resort, went snorkeling in the Similan Islands, diving in the Similan Islands, and we'll go to Phuket town for one night to just explore the old town. A lot of people just go to the beaches there. We're going to the historical city center.
Well, there's a national park there that you got to go to. I don't remember the name, but my wife and I went and we floated down a river on a bamboo river raft. It was amazing with a guide and, you know.
I think that's nearby.
Yeah,
we focused on the ocean this time. I think that might be literally across the highway from us.
It's close. I mean, I can't remember, but did I miss anything?
Not really. Right now, there are not a lot of foreign travelers, I would say. Songkran's coming up, so we've got a lot more travelers from Thailand going out to the, you know, going home.
So Songkran is, which holiday is that?
It's the Thai New Year's holiday. It's usually a 5-day thing. With the water fights, all that stuff has not happened in since the beginning of the pandemic. So
it's going to be a big party this year.
It's going to be a little bit more of a party, although, you know, I'm sure they're encouraging people to be safe, but. Yeah.
And when does that happen?
A lot of steam let off. That the 13th. Yeah. Yes, the 13th.
Okay.
My fact checker.
I love a built-in fact checker.
What's that?
Mandarin Hotel. The Oriental.
Yeah. Confirmed. The Mandarin Hotel has the testing going. Oh,
wow.
We had dinner there a couple days, or about a week ago on the river. Lovely. Again, this is the Mandarin Oriental, and we're having dinner, and it really wasn't unreasonable. You think, wow, this is going to be the tops of the tops. And
And in Khao Lak, do they still have that JW Marriott? That's where we stayed when we were there.
They do. Yeah, just down the road about 2 miles, maybe.
Okay, that's where we stayed. And I remember we're at the pool, and my wife orders, pad thai. And I was like, oh, man, that's going to cost a lot of money. And it was like $7.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still is, but we'd go down to the beach, which was right there, and we'd take a left, and literally a couple hundred yards, there was a little cafe on the beach, and pad thai would be like $1.50.
Yeah, it's probably a little more than that now, but not much. Okay. The prices haven't gone up drastically, but over the years,
it's been 10 years since I've been there.
Yeah.
To that part, at least maybe not that long, but it seems like it.
We ended up at a restaurant on the drive down that was outside of Chumpong. No. Well, anyways, overlooking this beautiful green space. It wasn't part of town. There was nobody there. And we thought, you see a restaurant like that in the U.S., you think, is anything going to be fresh? Is this going to be any good?
Right.
And, for not even $10 for, two, three dishes for each of you, for each person, and this beautiful view, and it's always good.
$10 a person. $10 a person?
$10 a person. Okay. Overeating, mind you. And that's a lot of money to spend on Thai food. So there was a lot of food for $10
God,
per person.
I miss Thai food, and I miss the fruit mangosteens. Are mangosteens in season now?
The mangosteens are not in season yet. The mangoes are.
I love the mangoes.
And the mangoes are
rambutans.
Rambutan.
I don't see it yet.
It's coming soon, though. Really? Okay. Coming soon to a season near you.
Because April is the hottest month to go to Thailand, correct?
I would say, yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I remember that from a long time ago.
Well, it's the rains have been coming a little earlier. Usually the rain kind of, comes in the afternoons after Songkran. But we've had a few good solid downpours during this time, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, we can use that here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'll ship you some.
All right, Kevin. Well, it's been real. And, show us your view one more time to make us all jealous.
Sure. Yeah, let's see here.
It's 6 o'clock in the evening here in LA. So it's 8 o'clock in the morning there.
Yep, time for breakfast.
Sunday morning there, Saturday night here, Saturday evening.
That's right.
You gotta love time travel.
I know. Yeah. I send messages from the future to my friends back home. Yeah, I'm doing the next day Wordle.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, that's for sure.
They're like, wait, what are you on? I'm like, I'm in the future. Anyway.
All right, buddy. Well, again, where can people find you?
TheMadTraveler.com.
All right. And you're on Twitter?
I am. It's at Kevin Revolinsky on Twitter. Mad Traveler on Instagram.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to try and get that on Twitter too.
All right. All good.
All right, buddy. Thanks again. Please subscribe to this podcast, YouTube, and we'll see you guys next time.
Sounds good.
See ya.
Take care.